You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. It's been almost 2 months since the government launched the Affordable Care Act health insurance exchanges. The program in New York has more people who've selected health plans than the one the federal government operates in New Jersey and other states. But even in New York, there have been challenges. WNYC's Fred Mogul has been following uninsured New Yorkers who are either eager or ambivalent about Obamacare, and he joins us now for this update. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So back in September, you profiled three people from different walks of life and asked them how excited they were about the upcoming health exchanges before those exchanges launched and all these technical difficulties came up. One was an artist in Washington Heights named Andrea Arroyo. I want to play something she said to you after you and she went online and looked at some numbers and estimated she might be actually able to cut her monthly insurance bill in half.
That's the rate. I'm going to have a party just because it's very, very low compared with what I'm paying now.
So 2 months later, has she had that party yet?
Well, not quite. She's not even enrolled, in fact. She's had a lot of problems with the New York State Exchange website. She's gone through the whole process several times. The website hasn't saved her information and her husband's information. It's supposed to do that. So when you close out, you don't have to start all over. But that's exactly what she's had to do repeatedly. Even recently, she went downtown, spoke with one of these professional navigators, people who hold your hand. They help you walk you through the whole process, saved it. She gets home. And lo and behold, once again, the information is not there.
Wow, that sounds really frustrating. Where is she now in the process?
Well, to be fair, her case is a little complicated in terms of filling out the information. Both she and her husband are artists. Their income fluctuates a lot. The estimating is very tricky. So determining what kind of subsidy they have is also very tricky. She also has a gallbladder condition, a chronic condition. She's very concerned about getting insurance that at least some of her specialists will accept. She's narrowed down the insurers to a couple finalists, and she's reading through all the fine print. She'll make that decision soon. She won't exactly cut her payments in half, as she and I had estimated back in September, but she'll save a lot of money. Here's what she told me last week.
Roughly, it's going to be at least 25% less of what I'm paying now, which is significant. You know, it's thousands of dollars.
So she's still pretty pleased about saving that money, but her enthusiasm for the program has waned a bit due to the uphill fight she's had making the technology itself work.
Now you had another person who was pretty eager to get covered as well. Can you tell us about him?
Right. That's Mahmoud Khanfour. He's a yellow taxi driver. He's 61. He's a few years before he'll be eligible to receive Medicare. He not too long ago had his car trunk slammed on his head, went to the ER, ended up paying close to $2,000 out of pocket. He didn't even have stitches. So he'd like to get insurance as soon as possible, but he's waiting a little more still. He's working with the Taxi Workers Alliance, not quite a full-fledged union, but it's this large and growing group. It's negotiating with one of the large insurers, Emblem Health, to see if they can get the drivers some special deals. And we'll follow up later with Mahmoud to see what he thinks about what's on offer.
And, of course, one of the big questions about the whole program, in addition to the technology and mechanics, is whether it will pull in enough healthy people paying premiums to offset all the older and sicker ones who are clamoring for coverage. You spoke with one of the so-called young invincibles named Julie Ross back in September. What are the things looking like for her?
Right. Julie was a school teacher. She quit to pursue her dream of being a rock musician. She lives in Williamsburg. She does house painting and dog walking to make ends meet. When we sat down, we came up with a very tentative rate of potentially $150 a month. She said that's way too much at the time. She just barely could make ends meet. She's a little tough to track down here a couple months later. We've played a little bit of phone tag. I did get her on the phone very briefly. She told me she had not gone online to look at rates yet, but she has been following all the political disputes around Obamacare. She has mixed feelings. She does like President Obama generally, and she feels bad that there have been so many problems. But personally, she's still very ambivalent. She doesn't want to pay that money. She's very wary of the government, at least when it comes to health care. So we'll see if I can track her down for a future update.
Okay. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thank you, Sotirios.
Fred Mogul with an update on three individuals looking for insurance coverage under President Obama's health care law. You're listening to WNYC.